Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Nurses Unseen is a feature-length documentary that explores the little-known history and humanity of the unsung Filipino nurses risking their lives on the front lines of a pandemic thousands of miles from home. The film unearths the colonial ties between the Philippines and the United States that led to the Filipino-American nurses becoming the unknown backbone of the United States healthcare system and industry. We're joined today by the director of Nurses Unseen, and that would be Michelle Josue. Michelle, welcome back to Film School Radio.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me again. It's nice to speak with you, Mike.
Yeah, you were here for your film back in, you had mentioned 2015 is when it went into the theaters. Matt Shepard is a friend of mine, and I thought, I just remember what a terrific film that was. This certainly is right in that wheelhouse of, you created a work about the nurses, about the work that they did, especially during the pandemic, at the risk of their own lives, but also have woven into the fabric of the film a lot more. So tell me, what inspired you to make the film Nurses Unseen?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for those kind words. It is nice to be back, since Matt Shepard is a friend of mine, with a film that's equally personal to me. So Nurse Unseen, the impetus for this film, I guess, started in my childhood, to be quite honest. You know, being Filipino, I come from a very long line of nurses and healthcare workers. So that was always in my personal history. It's the reason why my family is here in the United States. We grew up with our auntie, Tita Dodo, who's featured in the beginning of the film. She's a veteran oncology nurse based in Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C. And she had such a huge hand in raising me, but she had passed several years ago, you know, and that was devastating. And being a filmmaker, I wanted to honor her in some way. I wanted to honor her through film. And that was kind of percolating in my mind for many years. And then we went into the pandemic and the lockdown. And I just started thinking more and more about the nurses like my Tita Dodo, the nurses that were on the front lines really caring for us in this moment. And I thought, okay, this is all making sense to me. I can help and pay tribute to my aunt is by creating a film that celebrates her, but zooming out, celebrates all the Filipino American nurses who are risking so much to keep us safe. So that was kind of the seed of the film. And then we really got motivated to create it with some urgency when National Nurses United released a study that outlined that Filipino nurses in the U.S., even though they make up only 4% of the registered nursing workforce here in the U.S., they made up over 31.5% of the COVID nurse deaths at the height of the pandemic. So that statistic was really heartbreaking. And we just felt like we need to make this film right away. Everybody should know about what's happening to our community.
I want to dive into that just a little bit, and that is, it's because of X, which I believe is the proximity to the people who had been stricken with COVID. Is that one of the main reasons why the mortality rate was so high? Is that part of that reason?
Yeah, we tried to unpack it in the film. It is quite layered. It's not so easy. But yeah, essentially, it is because so many of our Filipino nurses are on the front lines, are working bedside, and they are in such close proximity to their patients, to the patients that are suffering from COVID. So their exposure to the virus is that much higher, coupled with the fact that many of them live with their multi-generational families, and they come home and they're infecting their family members as well, many of whom might be older, immunocompromised. So that's also part of it. Yeah, there's just a lot of interesting reasons why that statistic became what it was.
I'd like to remind our listeners that we're speaking with the director of this documentary film called Nurse Unseen, and that would be Michelle Josue. And I'd like to take a minute to talk about the frontline nurses that you highlight in the film, as well as the film moves forward, it widens out into stories of other nurses, as well as members of their family, and how this community, this connection that they have with one another, and the importance of that. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I guess the cast, for lack of a better word, is a really compelling, just amazing group of people. I wanted to tell this story, but I knew it couldn't just be encapsulated by one person or even one family, that it was so much broader than that. So I kind of thought about the film in terms of like many chapters and these voices that would create a tapestry for this collective story. You know, the beginning of the film starts with my own family and my own aunt, sort of, you know, to show the audience the personal entry point for the film, why I chose to make the film. And then we kind of just pass the narrative baton on to various people along the way. You mentioned there are a lot of memorable characters that we meet. We have a wonderful nurse who we've grown really close to. Her name is Kim Villamer. She's based in New York. She's a very young nurse, and she really rose to the occasion, and in true Filipino fashion, during the height of the pandemic, decided to use her musical talent, her talent of singing, to really bring joy and healing to her patients. So she would travel around different ICU units and sing to the patients and just, you know, cheer them up. And not only was she cheering up the patients, she was also cheering up the staff, you know, who are really energized and re-encouraged to keep fighting. So Kim is a really amazing person that we're so happy to know. One of the nurses that she has passed, but is probably at the heart of the entire film, is Rosary Castro Olega.
Yeah.
She was the first healthcare worker in LA County to die of COVID-19. I did not have the honor of meeting her, but I have since grown very close to her daughter, Tiffany Olega. Tiffany has been just so open and vulnerable and honest and brave about sharing her mom's story. She really does her mom justice. Her mom was this larger than life character who worked really hard at the bedside, but also was always there for her family, no matter what, had a real love of life and loved to travel and to dance. There's a really fun moment in the film where she's dancing to like 50 Cent on the dance floor and getting like really low on the dance floor. She was just so compelling to me. And I just felt that we really could do her story justice by including her in the film. And it's interesting, like she knew a lot of people. So a lot of the people that we interviewed, they somehow knew Rosary. So she was just this amazing connector of sorts. But she's really great. Towards the end of the film, we meet Merlin Pambuan, who is an ER nurse down in Long Beach. And she caught COVID fairly early on during the pandemic and ended up being hospitalized at the hospital that she worked at for 8 months, and she almost died several times. So the film kind of documents her journey, and at the end you see her really having so much resilience and surviving. Ultimately, a year and a half after we filmed, she did pass away. Her body was just so ravaged by the disease, but her daughter is someone, Chantal Pambuan is someone we've also grown very, very close to. And we're just really proud of how she's been carrying her mom's legacy forward. And she's been at almost every screening of the film. And, you know, I'm just really proud to have gotten to know so many of these people and have been able to share their stories, you know, across the U.S. This is a project that I'm really, really honored to have been a part of.
I had an unexpected reaction to the film.
Okay.
And that was, it reminded me of just what a grind COVID was. And I maybe grind's not the right word, but just what a disaster it was on so many different levels. And I was surprised at my reaction that it just sort of brought back the immediacy of COVID in that period of time. And all of and bad enough with the ravaging of so many people, the death of so many people, but all the attendant chaos around it and the disruption and the lost opportunities, just the oh, so many things about life that it just the film really kind of hit me that way as I was watching it. And again, it was an unexpected reaction for me. Have you had others react to the film in any similar ways in your screenings?
Absolutely. I really appreciate you saying that. It is a really emotional film. I made the film myself. I've seen it 1,000 times and it always makes me emotional. There are different sections of the film that I watch that I'm just gutted. It was a really difficult time and we were filming it while it was going on. We just felt that we could create this document of this historical moment in time. So all of that stuff that you are reacting to, I mean, that was what was happening. You know, there was chaos. Everything was so, just scary. We didn't know what was going on. So we really wanted to make sure we were documenting all that because, you know, we should remember. So while we've been sharing the film, you know, there are moments of levity and inspiration, of course.
Yes.
But there are moments of heavy grief and heartbreak. And I also think that that is important too, that we don't forget what happened, that this film gives people this special space to kind of process what they might not have allowed themselves to process and to really emote and grieve and feel all the things that we may have been keeping at bay, you know, just to survive. And that's definitely a huge part of the film.
I don't want to dwell on this for, you know, sort of outside of the intent of the film, but it just reminds me of all of the unnecessary misery, in addition to the real life, you know, unavoidable consequences of this disease that was ravaging, killed over 1 million Americans, but also the things that didn't or shouldn't have had to have happened along the way, the lack of resources, the lack of so many things that would have made a miserable and awful and tragic situation at least more manageable, putting aside all the emotions of all of the things that were going on around it. And I just, I wanted to share that with you. I'm glad that you yourself, it sounds like, have reacted in that way as well as to the people who've seen it. And that's encouraging to me. I mean, I just think that's something in the sense that we should not forget. We should never
No, you're right.
Forget about just how miserable and kind of helpless so many of us felt in the face of this. And I just want to.
I'm glad that resonated with you, Mike, because it's true. Like, there's so much needless hurt and pain and chaos that happened from, you know, the lack of PPE protection for our nurses to the resurgence of anti-Asian hate that our Asian American healthcare workers were having to deal with on the streets. I mean, on top of what they were fighting inside the hospital, it was just tremendous. So we really wanted to have as genuine and as accurate of a portrayal of what was happening at that time. So I do appreciate that that all resonated with you.
Yeah, and how little it took to stir up, you know, this animosity, this racism, how little it took. It took the lies of someone very important, of course, in the country. I mean, you don't get any more important in some ways than the president, but him sort of picking at this scab of racism for his own benefit. I don't want to go too far down this road, but it just bears mentioning. And I think that's part of it. But also in addition to that, sort of in keeping with what I just brought up, is this film does widen out into a bigger, wider picture of the Filipino experience here in the United States and how it occurred, how the history between these two countries has unfolded over the last 150 years. And so thank you for that.
Absolutely. I mean, in large part, the reason why I made this film is in large part because I was never taught this history myself. So that was a source of shame for me. I'm like, I come from, like I said, a long line of nurses. How do I not know this history and why, you know, it's so important to my own family? I think I just took it for granted. So I wanted to make this film to teach myself and then, you know, others who could benefit by knowing just how much our Filipino Americans have contributed to this country for decades and decades.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful film. I want to let people know that they can go to nurseunseen.com, and that is a great spot to land and to explore more of the story, as well as upcoming screenings, the critical reaction to the film, and all of the things that I think, anything else that we should know about in terms of going to the website? Can we host a screening? Is it being released? When is it being released theatrically and all that?
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. Yes, you can find out a lot of information about the film at nurseunseen.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook. But yes, we're just preparing for our limited theatrical release starting in New York, October 4th for a week-long run, and then LA for a week-long run, and then a few other cities across the U.S. And this is all in October, which happens to be Filipino American History Month. So we're getting to celebrate this really special month with this, what I feel is a really special, powerful, important film. So I hope our community comes out to support it. But more than that, I hope other people outside of our community discover the film and really appreciate and celebrate our previously unseen nurses.
Yes, absolutely. It's won a number of awards, audience award at the CAM Fest.
We won, through the course of our film festival journey, we've won 4 film festival awards, including Audience Choice Award for Best Feature Documentary at CAM Fest, which is a Center for Asian American Media Festival up in the Bay Area. We won the Global Health Competition Award at Cleveland International Film Festival, which is one of my most favorite film festivals of all time, and home to the Cleveland Clinic, which is one of the biggest hospital systems in the U.S. And Boston Asian Festival, we won there as well. A bunch of other accolades, but okay. we've been really blessed.
Thank you. There's one right here, Asian American International Film Festival, which I believe is
Gosh, in New York. Yes.
Oh, New York. Yes. Okay, New York. Very good. Yeah. Well, all the best. All the best on this, because it is a personal, it starts out in a very personal level and it maintains that throughout the film. But I do truly love the history around the Filipino community and the impact that this was having on the lives of these critically important part of our healthcare system, and also the blatant racism that was taking place during that period of time towards Asians in general, and certainly the Filipino community as well. So there's a lot here. And if people wanted to host a screening, is that possible?
Yes, absolutely. So people can reach out to us through our website and contact us if they want to host their own screening within their own community or professional organizations. We've been really blessed to have done that for the last year or so.
Very good. We've been speaking with the director of this beautiful documentary film, Nurse Unseen, and that would be Michelle Josue. Michelle, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's really nice speaking with you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.